a strong human bond, which I guess you could say that with other pets like dogs and cats. I mean, it's also, you know, their uniqueness, their beautiful colors. When they bond with you, they have their, like, special dances, which is kind of like a mating dance that also, like, very cute, and it's unique for every bird species. They have their own personality. They're amazing. I don't know what it is. It just, they give me a special feeling that you know, I love other animals, but just the birds is like a special chemistry I have with them. What I'm saying about becoming a pet owner, when you initially see a bird, you get very excited. It's a beautiful animal. They have their vibrant personalities, and you just want to take it home. But what you have to remember is what it takes to take care of these animals. They are not starter pets. They have very demanding needs. A lot of them, they're social animals. They at least need you to be there right next to them. If not, they want to just be on top of you all the time. So you got to be ready to invest some time with these creatures, with these animals. The other thing also is the upkeep with them. They are very messy animals. They go to the bathroom inside. It's not like you could take them outside and take them out for a walk. They do it inside, and, you know, you have to at least clean the cage once weekly, or then it's going to turn into a big mess that's not healthy for anyone, neither the animals or for you. They often mold. You got to, you know, often pick up the feathers from the floor. They also, you got to watch them. Many times they get into trouble that can be dangerous for them, either biting into an electrical wire or biting the door. And a lot of them also, the way they communicate, you know, I guess generations back when their ancestors were in the wild, they were used to communicating by screaming across the forest. And a lot of these animals, they communicate by screaming. So you have to be ready, because if you're not, then what ends up happening, a lot of people take these birds and they can't handle them, and they end up homeless, just like dogs and cats, and then they don't have a home, and you can't just release them in the wild. They're most likely going to die, or they're going to find another house for them to survive. So they're such wonderful pets because they form special lifelong bonds. Like, if they do end up bonding with you, that bond is lifelong, and they make excellent companions. They're hilarious. They have their own personalities and their own clownish personalities that are always put right in your day when you're having a very hard day. They're beautiful to look at. And a lot of them, not all of them are screamers. Some of them are singers. My Casper's actually a singer. They sing these beautiful melodies. They're just amazing creatures overall, and that's why I'm so obsessed with them.